This is Morning Edition on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. You're listening to the music of guitarist, singer, songwriter Matthew Curry from a few years ago. Curry now says his sound is evolving as he incorporates new artists into his listening repertoire. Ahead of his annual December show at the Castle Theater Saturday night, Curry stopped by the GLT studios to show off some of his new songs. The now 23-year-old Bloomington High grad said he has been digging into Americana and country music from the likes of Jason Isbell and Merle Haggard.
It's really interesting to kind of just step back from sort of my comfort zone and listen to stuff that I never thought that I would get really heavy into, but turns out I did.
Well, let's get at some of those songs. You are nice enough to give us a preview of some of the songs that'll be on an upcoming album.
Mm-hmm.
So are you looking at what, sometime next year, 2019?
It's hard to say.
Let's hope so.
I'm chomping at the bit to release it because we have the six I sent you, and then, you know, I don't know which ones you decided on that you'd want to.
Well, let's get
play,
to some of them then. Okay, all right. Yeah. Let's play the Great Midwest. You previewed this last year when you were here. You played it in studio, acoustic.
Yeah, I listened back and sounded. I was like, man, I sounded rough. That was early in the morning for a musician.
Well,
man.
Let's just play this. It references the Mackinac River. It references your late father in this song. Let's play just a little bit of
cool.
it.
Cool.
As the sun hits the horizon and yields the light of the moon, my mind takes me back in time to a lazy afternoon on the banks of the Mackinac.
Just traveling so much around the country, does it sort of center you in the Midwest in a way?
Yeah. Man, I love to, just like any true, I guess what we call a road dog, or, you know, like anybody that really loves playing music on the road, I love to travel and see all the different places and get to experience, you know, driving through the mountains or through the Everglades. You know, it's always cool just to see that stuff, but Bloomington and the Midwest is home and probably always will be.
What's your favorite part of the Mackinac?
This is actually an interesting story. This place we call Polka Dot Beach because it's the first, when my brother Andrew and I were maybe anywhere between 7 and 10, maybe younger, I can't remember.
And for our listeners who don't know, it's Matthew's twin brother, Andrew.
Yeah, and my dad took us on our first river camping trip to this spot, and it overlooks this real beautiful bluff, and that was our very first camp trip with just my brother, myself, and my dad, and we found a little soft-shell turtle with, you know, polka dots on its back. So from then on, it was Polka Dot Beach, and always remember my dad saying, whenever I die, I want my ashes spread on the Mackinac. Maybe a year or so after he passed away, we there at Polka Dot Beach, that's where he stays. So every time we go camping, that's where we camp and,
so you're camping
and pour beer out for him. And
as I threw in a line, almost heard my daddy call, son, you get back sometime. Things seem real. The Great Midwest, far from concrete and steel.
This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton with Matthew Curry, previewing songs from an upcoming album. Well, let's get to another song. And I can't help thinking this is about your dad. I think of you.
Mm-hmm. This one was tough, man. This one was really hard. It's been one of those that was in the works ever since he passed away.
Huh.
Took me years and years and years to be able to put it together the way I wanted to and kind of not, you know, break down in the, you know, midst of doing it, so.
When the moonlight casts a gentle glow on the water as the river flows, I'll think of you and what we used to do. When I look up to the sky above, can you see me? Can you feel the love I feel for you? Tell me true.
I Think of You is the name of the song. It's by Matthew Curry. He's in studio on GLT Sound Ideas. This song, Illusion of Hope, is quite a song here, Matthew.
Thank you, man.
This is a step up lyric-wise, I think, for you. But it's a dark song.
Yeah.
A pessimistic song.
Those are a lot of Funny enough, the dark ones seem to be a lot easier to write than the uplifting, happy, or lovey-dovey type
ones. Well, this is not an optimistic song. Let me play just a little bit here, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
They're deceived by the promise they have something to live for and nothing to lose. Another line, false prophets build them up with lies and ways to cope.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been reading a lot, observing a lot? What have you been doing?
Well, this one was actually a song that was put together. I wrote it with a great friend of mine and frequent collaborator, Greg Neville. This was a music idea that I had and kind of showed him, and he's like, he's telling me, he goes, man, you know, I could envision this being kind of about like the big city, you know, New York City, and all the shady dealings that go on. And so we sat there at our rehearsal space and knocked it out one night. And then when we started building the songs, and Francis, my drummer, and I started putting these big harmonies on the chorus, we're like, wow, man, this is a powerful tune, you know. It's one of my favorites. We'll be playing it at the castle.
Let's go to the song On My Way, and this is a more optimistic song, so let's play a little bit of this song. Seems to be a manifesto, though, that you are going to persevere. You're on your way. This is your path, and you're not getting off.
Well, yeah, you know, I sure ain't qualified to do nothing else, so I guess I better just keep going, you know.
What's different about over the last year that was different about the year before?
The great thing about this year, as I mentioned to you earlier, I've been getting together with Greg Neville. We've really been on a roll with songwriting, and that's like a whole new high for me, because it used to be it was sit around and wait for inspiration, and we just decided we're not going to do that anymore, and we're just going to really plug away, and it's really paid off. I feel like we're getting better at it, and now it's just a matter of waiting for the right person to recognize it within the industry, and hopefully it doesn't take another 23 years.
Are you making yourself more marketable by going in this direction musically?
I hope so. I guess, you know, why we haven't got a set date on to put this stuff out that I sent you is just because I want to make sure it's, you know, our ducks are in a row before we do it. I don't want to just throw it up on Spotify to get the same 500 people to hear it. You know, I want to really find the right fit for management and hopefully a record label that can really get behind it. And it's been, you know, challenging so far because a lot of the industry is really in it for a quick buck.
Well, are you getting some good feedback from some of the record labels?
We haven't, approached a ton yet, just because it's harder than just going and knocking on their door and saying, here, listen to my music.
But you've got some good management, right?
Right now, we're just kind of, we've taken that on ourselves.
Oh, okay.
We've had so much trouble in the past with it, and we've had some people offer up their help that just didn't feel like the right fit, and I didn't want to sign any contracts that were going to hold me to something for 2 years and then me totally be regretting it after 7 months in or something, so, which was sort of what happened in the past,
yeah.
I guess.
What do you need to hear from a management company that'll get you excited?
Just excitement from them. I guess we've gotten that, but just not from people who I felt that would really take us to the next level. You really do need a lot of help from folks like that in order to find the best record deal and stuff like that. I guess I don't want to just sign with somebody just to do it, you know. I want to make sure it's the right person that really believes in it and is not afraid to get down in the ditches and battle it out.
Well, what you've sent us is a great batch of songs. Great to have you in the studio again.
Well, good to see you, man. Thanks for putting up with me for the 110th time, I think it is now.